Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm your host, Dakota. That's Lacey. We don't know where the fuck anybody else is, and this is Roasting the World. I don't know what to call this episode.
Well, technically, you know, we're supposed to have like a King's Court or a little mystery show, but, you know, sadly, we were the only ones
that mystery show will happen.
I
promise.
Okay.
The mystery show will happen sometimes, guys.
It
I'm just trying to get everybody
happen.
On the
yeah.
same page. It's just every time we all seem like we're all on the same page, something happens to one of us, and then it just keeps going around.
It snowballs. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. I know you missed our voices. It's only been a week.
Right.
Oh, I know. We missed an Ask Me a Levi's this week, but we'll be back next week. If you can't tell my voice a little bit, I've been sick. But I'm feeling better, so we're back.
I've been quite peachy, so I'm good, guys.
Of course he is. Anyway. Tell them about tonight's show, my friend. It's just a collaboration of our effort. Because
well,
we care about you guys and don't want you going.
If I
without.
Knew what to tell you guys about tonight's show, I would tell you guys about tonight's show.
Well, we have some
I'm
fun.
Just
throw
we're
that
planning
out on there. Going down. We're planning on scrolling down our Facebook and coming up with, just so y'all can see, like, some of the craziest posts that pop up. And normally, we're screenshotting and sending pictures back and forth to each other all the time about crazy, crazy posts. And now I'm scrolling down here and everybody's normal today. Like, what the hell, not today? Like,
Right, yeah.
Hmm.
But anyways, let's see. Let me check my Facebook page and see what I can find. All right, here, let's see.
What do you feel about in the news this week about the explosion and stuff in Tennessee? Did you know about that?
I'm only going to limit and say no, I didn't, because this is the first I've heard about an explosion.
It was at a nuclear. It was at a plant where they the ingredients to make a nuclear bomb, the uranium, blew up this week. Anyways, that
oh, wow.
happened, so.
How many, like, was there, like, a lot of people killed, or?
No, I don't think so. I think it was just a state.
Like, a whole town get taken out? Like, what?
We don't have any, it's classified. Like, I don't really know all the information behind that.
Hmm.
It's getting scary.
Yeah, I'm scrolling down my Facebook
there,
right now trying to find us something here to roast. And like you said, there's just nothing going down.
Everybody's being normal today.
I'm not going to lie, guys. Any other time, I'd be scrolling down Facebook and there's like, we got a relationship. Let's see who's in a relationship now. Emily Jean is in a relationship with whoever reads this. What's up, baby? Oh, fuck. I'm screwed. I just read this. I'm going to keep scrolling. We didn't read this, guys.
Does
just
anybody
want
to tell anybody that you're not relationship material, that you decide that when anybody says that you're in a relationship, you're out like Audi 500? Like, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. Gotta go.
Be like, I didn't know Dakota could run. Well, he can't. Not unless you say you're in a relationship with him. Like,
right.
No, that was totally a joke.
Yeah. You tell me I'm in a relationship.
It is
kind of
true,
huh?
Though. It is kind of true, though.
I run away. Hey, I'm doing good right now.
You're doing better, yeah. Just
I'm trying.
Ish. You're doing better-ish. Yeah.
All right, let's see. Somebody has to have a good post. What the fuck, people? If anybody's listening to this, post something where I can fucking make fun of it. Come on. For real, nobody posts these things? Fucking dumb.
So, about, like, just talking about random things in life, we all know that if it'll happen, it happens to me. And I guess I can tell a few this week that happened. I did have another fall encounter, which I didn't get hurt or anything. Magically, I bounced. Eventually, that's not going to happen. I'm just going to really die. But we talked about on previous shows where I was hit by a car, like actually hit by a car, my person, my body. this time I tripped over a parked car, parking lot, not paying attention.
Oh, shit.
And,
So technically a car got its revenge on you because last time a car tripped on you in a parking lot.
It kind of, like, I mean, the most embarrassing thing was I was having a very professional conversation. I was at work, you know, and we're talking about, like, resources and stuff. It was a very in-depth conversation. And all of a sudden I'm not there and they're still walking, you know. anyway. I survived a little humiliation and a huge scab on my knee, but other than that,
I'm
you know.
I'm still going down. I'm not finding nothing but ads and shit. I don't know.
Well, what's some of the news facts that you had for tonight?
Connect that into that. Something about a date and flight. No, not what I'm looking for.
Listen, what is it about all this all of a sudden, like, matching your underwear? Like, do you see all those ads on Facebook where it's like, match your underwear to your lover?
Wait, what?
Like, do you see those? Yeah. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to take you one of these now.
I just found something interesting. All right, we'll talk about your underwear thing, and then I got a subway we can get into here. Got this. Wait, but really, couples are doing that? Like,
what?
They're matching undies now? Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a website called Me Undies. And, like, every time I scroll down Facebook, like, somebody's sharing it, a friend of mine got posted on here that they actually bought some. She's in love with cactuses, and she bought her husband and her a pair of matching cactus underwear. And I was like, is that a new thing?
Well, that's crazy. I don't know. I don't know if I can buy, like, matching undies with my chick.
No,
that would be weird.
My independence. Come on now, I got at least.
Yeah, that's some weirdness right there. But anyways, right here's a little thing we can jump into. There's a casting call going on for Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Are you gonna show?
So if anybody's interested, now's your chance, guys. And that thing about it was they just lost a major cast member. Don't laugh, Dakota. He was a comic. I can roast him. He was a comic. But no, it is sad that Richard Benzel did pass away, guys. I think he was 79 years old. He played Munch or something like that on Law & Order Special Victims. And he was a comic. Goes way back into, like, the 70s and 80s and shit like that. He was all right. He wasn't really that funny, whatever. But, you know, he was cool. he was there. Yeah, I was on a talk show at one point. That's about it.
Not really living up his hype here, you know. Oh, man.
Hey, a talk show back in the 80s is like a podcast now. Like, everybody and their grandma had one.
This is true.
Like, every comic back in, like, the 80s and early 90s had some kind of freaking talk show. Like, Samuel Hall, Richard Pryor, pretty sure Ben Stiller had his own, like, some kind of show at some point. I mean, like, they all had some kind of weird talk show back then. Now they all have a podcast.
Hey, wasn't Mardi Gras this week or was it last week?
I think it was last week, maybe? I don't
know.
Damn,
I wish
that's
I could have been
question.
There for that.
You know,
I've never actually made it to Mardi Gras. I made it down the week after Mardi Gras when I was in college and we went for a school trip down there. My school teacher, she loved the idea of it, and so we went the week afterwards. She was flashing to everybody just for beads, and it was like the week afterwards, but people were still throwing beads for free, and this is the greatest thing ever. Like, I loved her so much. She bought me my first hurricane. Yeah, I freaking loved her. And she took me to my first gay bar. It was great, actually.
Oh, wow.
Listen, my major was sociology, you know, instead of how people think, act, and feel. So, you know, we were always in for new experiences, and we enjoyed it.
Right. What else we got here? Nope, nothing to write about. What is this? Nope, nothing to talk about. Nope. What the fuck? Oh, okay, what is up with chicks posting like half-naked pics everywhere?
People are all normal today.
Like, what's up with chicks posting, like, half-neck pics everywhere, guys? Come on. Say that shit for your OnlyFans.
As if you're not looking at those and enjoying them. Like,
no. Okay, it's totally. One thing when you see it every now and then. You scroll down and you're like, oh, damn, that chick's hot or something, right? But when you see it, like, every freaking time you scroll down, like, every, like, and you're like, oh, yeah, that chick's hot. Yeah, that chick's hot. Yeah, that chick's hot. Yeah, that chick's hot. I mean, you can only drive by a dog fucking on the side of the road so many times before you just look away. That's
you're
a stain, right? No.
No. You know you're getting old when it starts bothering you to see multiple.
Well, it's not even that. Don't get me wrong. I'm all down for hot chicks showing off and shit. But it's like, come on. Like, put some clothes on. Have some, you know, like, have a little pride in yourself.
Self-esteem, but, you know, not showing everything before, you know, not everything is free. Like,
at least maybe put some effort out for it. And we lost all of our listeners. No, just
kidding. We'll take all the fan mail.
I might have found something. What do we got here? All right, we got a Brenda Alexandra. I've started investing in stocks, beef, chicken, and vegetable. One day I hope to be a billionaire. I wish I never read that. All right, keep going.
Listen, corny jokes for days, though. I mean, I will give you that.
I should have pre-read
it's also
that.
Also,
it's
out that we're getting old.
Okay, here's one, guys. Here's one from an Amy Deal or something like that. Unspoken prayer request. Please pray for these issues. God knows the issues. Well, prayers, homie. Yeah. All right. What else we got here? Keep going. What's this? Nope, don't want to talk. Nope, don't know who that is. Nope. Somebody has an STD. Keep scrolling down. Here's something from Shane's girlfriend. Let's see what she put on here. Sometimes I get down on myself because I feel like I have a lot of potential, but I haven't really lived up to it. But then I remember that I have this, and y'all can't tell me nothing. It's literally an Employee of the Month plaque from Chili's from, like, 2008.
I'll give you that. It takes hard work to get an employee plaque.
You know, I'm hitting, like,
yeah.
You get a like.
Yeah.
and by the way, guys, Shane ditched us tonight so he can go play Magic the Gathering. I hope the motherfucker wins Top Wizard. Hope his freaking Shane Potter ass, his wizard ass, fucking wand carrying ass.
It's not the same magic. it's not the
Wins this freaking magic trick tournament. So, well, we got you, Shane. We believe in you. Go gather that magic and win.
I'm going back to your...
Hey, all joking aside, you can make bank doing those tournaments. So, I mean, I got a lot of respect for people that do that shit. Because they make bank doing them if you win and shit in them, like he does. But, like, I get the right to make fun of it because he ditched the show tonight. But we will be doing a... Well, let's see. I guess next Thursday, the return of King's Court. And hopefully Shane's down for that still. A topic to be announced if we have a topic. I kind of like these where we just come in free-balling every now and then. You know, you just talk about whatever.
Yeah. You know how we were talking about catfished on the last few Ask Me LaVash shows a few weeks ago? And ever since we had that show that we've been having, like, bank accounts try to add us on our Ask Me LaVash page and my own personal page, which I've sent you a few pictures of some of them. It's kind of funny that we're actually talking about it and they decided to send actual ones. And one of them, we have allowed one of our friends has just been messaging them quite a bit. Hold on. Just for fun. Maybe we can get them on the show one day soon so we can talk about that.
Oh, I'm totally in for that one.
I'm excited to hear some more about that one. Especially if one of them is a real big creeper.
Interesting guests on.
Well, one of them's a really big creeper, so...
Ooh, fun.
Sergey.
Yeah, you and Shane out of this, okay?
No, it's not Shane.
Well, you leave Yoder out of this, okay?
What do you think it's Yoder? Where's Yoder? I thought Yoder was coming off that.
Yeah, where is that little midget ass that he wrote us earlier in the group chat? He was all down for it this morning or last night, and then now the day he was like, I don't know, maybe, like, I'm Yoder, I gotta play, like, Call of Duty, I got fired from Sonic,
Yeah,
how the fuck you get fired from Sonic?
Yeah, what happened?
Like, how the fuck you ever get fired from Sonic? Come on. Like, that has to take some effort to get fired from fucking Sonic, alright? Like, 96% of
the
employees, like, this right here is what it takes to get hired at Sonic. Can you drop cheese sticks into a fryer? Okay. Can you roller skate to car? I mean, it ain't really like a... Can you make milk?
You know you're not
going
to be able to eat at Sonic for a long time. People are going to be spitting in your damn food. I just want to go on record to say I love you all at Sonic, and y'all are my happy place at a happy hour, okay? So I'm not in agreement with him. I'm not in that, so love me.
Hashtag fuck Sonic. The hedgehog and the fucking burger place. That seems like a good place to end this episode. Hashtag fuck Sonic.
No. Oh my gosh. So we haven't talked about Denmark in a while. So
wait, Denmark's still a place? I thought they got like captured or something.
I was gonna ask you, like, have you heard anything about like our family?
Have I heard from Denmark? Like in general? No.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I thought like Russia took them over. I don't know. I felt like Russia. I was like, yo, I'm taking over Denmark for you guys. Yeah. See, Denmark got out because they knew, like, they got out of the war a while back because they're like, yo, I don't want to fuck with the rest of the world because, like, they got Russia on their side now. They got, like, China on their side now. They got Germany on their side now. Why the hell do we have all them on the side now? That's kind of weird, but whatever. Okay. tell me that's not weird that we have, like, I'm not putting down our listeners all over. That's awesome that we do. But isn't it kind of weird that we do in those certain places?
No, I mean, everywhere across the whole world, they watch the same TV we watch. Why wouldn't they listen to the same podcast? Like, you know?
No, that's not what I meant, though. I meant, like, a couple of those places, though, like, they're, what's it called, like, is really monitored. So, like, certain things don't get by. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how, like, we got by on certain things.
Well, mostly because our shows are rated, we're careful on how many words we say on the show, and we're not.
Or since it is a podcast and you can hear it, like, on, like, radio and stuff, too, because, like, you know, maybe they're picking up, like, bootleg signals from somewhere or something. I don't know.
For some reason, I picture
a dude, like, in a shed with, like, a ham radio, like, dialing it just right, and it, like, picks us up.
I need to know that I'm treasured so much that I'm being bootlegged. Like, please, make me feel sexy. Let me know. Like,
if you bootleg, if you bootleg in a show, keep it up. That's awesome. I don't care at all.
Yeah.
You guys are cool. Keep doing it. Like,
you,
we don't care, guys. No, we're people pleasers, so this, you know, that's cool. But no, but like, for real, I guess it's just a shock to me. It just trips me out that, like, we have listeners literally, like, all over the world, which it's awesome as shit. It just trips me out that it's just it's like that. But that's the coolest thing about doing podcasts is, like, you get to reach out to a bunch of people. And when you have guests on, like, you get to, like, meet new people. That's how I met, like, a lot of people is, like, over the years is, like, I had him on as guest. I mean, that's how I met Shane. Like, I had him come on as a guest,
great.
And we just kicked it off, and he came. Well, technically, I met Shane sort of on Facebook before that. He would comment back and forth, like, on some of my stuff, and, like, I would, you know, like, we'd comment back and forth on each other's shit. And, one day I was just like, bro, you know, come on the show. I can't remember if you were already on board at that point or you came in maybe right after that.
I was a listener at that point still, and he was on one of your shows. And then you asked me to come on the next show because it was going to be about mental health. And
that's right. I think me and him did, like, two or three shows by ourselves, and then we brought you.
Yeah.
Like, I think we did, like, I brought him on as a guest.
And then
we got, hold on, we got somebody who might be calling in. Hold on one second. We got Logan finally responding. But, yeah, I had him come on as a guest on one episode. And, everything seemed like it was going good, and, like, we all kicked it off, right? And so me and him decided to do, was it Degenerate Duo at the time?
Degenerate Duo, yeah.
And,
and
we did one or two episodes, and something was missing. Like, me and him, like, everything was good. It was funny. We were bouncing off each other good, you know, like, nothing bad. Everything, it was all gravy. But it was just, like, something was missing, and then we brought you in, and that's when it was, like, it was clicked. All three of us, like, you know, that's when it started clicking with the show. And then we brought Logan on, but of course I've known Logan since, like, we were kids. And I brought him on as a guest. It seemed like every time I bring someone on as a guest and we end up clicking, and they always end up sticking around.
That's
just for you. I think I just brought you on. I just literally was like, hey, do you want to co-host my show or something like that?
Did you say
Well, you also know, because you were working with me during that time, so you also knew some behind-the-scenes shit that I needed a co-host due to the fact of what happened. You know, I was having issues with another co-host, which I don't want to get into none of that shit. That's all in the past. I wish you the best. She still reaches out to me every now and then and, you know, tells me how great everything is and shit like that. So I wish her the best. Maybe I should reach out and bring her on as a guest sometime. Go full circle.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, that's how I got started as a guest on one of her shows. So, you know, go for a circle, bring her on as a guest on one of mine. So, but Michael said he's going to be calling in just a second, so maybe he will, who knows. And you know he always has some entertaining bullshit to talk about. If he fucking ever calls in, come on, Logan. You're leaving me hanging
here,
buddy.
You know, like, when you check to see, like, our listeners and stuff, are we in every state in the United States? Or is it just show United States?
It just says U.S. It doesn't break down towns for me or nothing like that.
I would love to know how many crazy Florida people listen to us, since we talk about a lot of crazy Florida stories. Like,
I'm gonna go on a limb and say half of them are probably Florida. Like, I bet you it's just Florida, but like U.S. is just Florida. That's it. That's all that listens to us is Florida.
No, hold on. Let me go to the thing and see if I can pull up anything like that, and it shows us. Let's see here. Studio.
I do know tonight I have a friend listening from Arkansas, and I do have a friend listening from Louisiana. So those are two different places.
Uh-huh. That does sound about right. All right, well, we got listeners in India.
India.
U.S., India, China, Netherlands, United Kingdom. Hold on. Iraq. Germany. There's United Kingdom. It's this one. And Indonesia. Yeah, I said that.
Indonesia.
And Brazil. So, I mean, we literally have listeners all over the damn world, so that's just awesome.
And as the week goes on, we collect others. So that's usually when Canada pops up.
Right. Where the hell are you, Logan? You can't just tell somebody I'm going to call in and not call in. I mean, I'm firing everybody. Y'all all fire.
Excuse me.
I'm just going to tell them it's almost over anyways, because we only got a couple minutes. And we'll just have him...
Talk about our shows coming up this week.
All right. Well, this week coming up, we got Ask Me Levice. I said something right then. I don't even know what came out of my mouth. Ask Me Levice is on Monday.
Yep.
Show topic, you have one yet or no, maybe?
No, not yet. I've actually posted on our page. We got quite a few fans that are sending in some questions, so we'll go over the ones that are kind of common, like in the same
genre. So
let's
do a fan question episode?
Yeah, that's what I would do.
All right, so Ask Me Advice Monday, guys, is going to be fan questions, so send in your questions. Wednesday, we'll be doing the stash. I don't know who the hell's going to be calling in, so I'll be there. Thursday, if everything goes right, we're doing a King's Court. Friday, I'm probably going to need a nap because I'm busy, you know, all week with work and everything else. But my work schedule is getting back to normal, guys, so that's going to, you know, be good. Besides that, I don't know. That's about it.
We're going to, like,
week for hoping to do
a mystery
show.
Did
I tell you that I'm thinking about entering a comedy contest? I'll let you guys know about that if I do. I'm still working on the book a little bit. I've been slowly writing stuff for it. I got a bunch of new jokes coming out and shit like that, because, you know, I'm funny as shit. And
my first 6 chapters to my book is hitting, is going to, editing, by the way. So.
That is what the book.
Yeah. So we're working on that.
Do
we're
I get
going
a,
to move forward with that.
Do I get like a autograph copy?
When it's completed, if I can ever sit down and finish it, man. But so far, it's going pretty good. Like I said, first six chapters done and going to editing, and I'm hoping to have the next six done to them. And then we'll look at it actually being published.
Hmm.
I know. I feel like a grown-up or something.
Proud of you. I'm excited. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Check out her book coming out, guys. It's going to be Falls and Sells of Panties.
That is not true. Don't even lie there. It's about testimonial. But. However, you do not. There is a clip in there where I was in college where I did sell my underwear for my school books. So those websites are no longer exist. The one that I used anyway no longer exists. Now there's like tons of weird fetishes out there where people get money, like taking pictures of their feet.
That's just weird.
Pictures of their hands.
Yeah. Next topic. Let's jump off this weird shit. Next topic. I don't think Logan's calling in, guys. We're just going to go ahead and end it. Let's see. Remember, always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roasting.
Couldn't have said any better myself. And tune in Monday, guys, for Ask Me Levi's. Hosted by us,
yep. The
two coolest people ever on the airwaves. Okay, just me. Lacey's eye.
And the ones that will...
Whatever.
Hey, listen, we're always going to show up. So, yes, we are. We are cool.
Technically, I have showed up every damn episode, guys. I'm up to, like, almost 300 episodes now, just me. I am the
granted,
voice
it
of...
is your brand. It is your brand. So if you didn't show up, I would probably be discouraged. I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, like, you would think, like, by now I would be like, all right, I'll have you guys do this, and I'm going to go take a nap or something. But I'm like, no, I just like doing the podcast so much. I just like, that's why I just keep doing more and more, and I want to, you know, keep adding more in there and shit. Because you know me, I'm always coming up with new ideas for like either segments or like shows, and I'm like, how can we add this into this, or can we like, you know, do this?
Oh, we do have the segment coming up with my brother soon. We got to get that started too,
Yeah, we'll talk more about that off air, because tell me when's a good time for him for that. Because I think we're waiting on. You know when it's waiting on whenever is a good day for him.
Oh, he's ready whenever we can. So, yeah, we need to talk about
that. Okay. Not this Monday, but the following Monday. I might have to see if we can do the show later on that week, if that's okay with you. We'll talk more about that off-air, too.
All right.
Well, anyways, guys, y'all are hearing our behind-the-scenes stuff. This is the stuff you pay extra for on OnlyFans and
Lord. Well,
anyways, y'all
all
have a good night. Thank you guys for listening. You guys fucking totally rock. TGIF and all that other nonsense.
Bye, everybody.